kind of weird for her to put in the back of her paper. Did you explain to her we are not realtors?
All right. Looks like we can get started.
Oh, it's just 9 o'clock.
Would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
I'll adopt the agenda.
I'll second.
Who said that?
I need that.
Any opposed?
Jenny.
Okay. Public comments for non-agenda items. Looks like we got a large audience today. Okay. Approved minutes from regular meeting of February 13th.
I'll approve them.
I'll second.
I read them this morning.
I did too.
I can't tell you anything was on it.
Any opposed? Okay. Reports of officers and directors. Does anybody have anything they would like to report on? Okay. Discussion and review of monthly financial reports, possible action to approve payments and expenditures. This we're going to need to table till next month. Richard at Cal HOA came down with COVID. So he's been slowed down just a little bit.
Wow. Oh, I hope he survives it.
Yeah, me too. I hate to have to try and straighten all this out with somebody that doesn't know any of it. Yeah. But yeah, he was getting all of our stuff together and then it kind of put him down. So he did get back to me this week to let me know that he's working on things, but he's been slowed way down. So I'm kind of offering to take some of it off his plate because we've got an HOA demand letter I sent to him, and I sent him an email and told him I can take care of it, and that way he doesn't have to and stuff like that. But he hasn't got back to me. But I'm sure it'll last a while. It's going to take, it doesn't go away overnight, so it's going to be something that's going to keep him down for a little while.
Yeah.
But we'll get back on track. I told him to go ahead and get us set up with Wells Fargo since that's what he prefers, and we don't have a Union Bank here anymore anyway. No. And he said that, from what he knows, that he can get the signature card and send it to us. We can complete it and send it back. We don't have to actually go to the bank. I hope he's right.
Yeah, I do too.
But anyway, that's why we don't have our financial reports, so we'll have to do those next month.
It may require a picture of your driver's license when you sign it.
Well, we can do that and send it to you.
Yeah.
So that gets us to discussion, possible action on road repairs, street signs, equipment purchases, et cetera, et cetera. One of my thoughts on this, our volunteers seem to have kind of dissipated again. Not that we ever had a whole slew of them anyway.
Well, we need to contact them, but...
Yeah. I think we need to send out a newsletter letting the members know that we need volunteers. We need them consistently. We need them to come in and, take this stuff on and do some of this.
That always works so well.
I know.
Yeah.
And either that or we'll have to hire somebody.
That's exactly it. If we do not get that, we will do just like we did with the management. We will get a company
to... Well, we probably should just go ahead and do that because you know you're not going to...
I know, but we should give them the opportunity. Tell them here's what's going to happen.
Every single newsletter.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking a letter specific to this.
Yeah, make it.
Just tell them here's what's going to happen if we don't. Yeah. And that's what I'm thinking. I can draft something like that, but
it's going to cost, and we'll have to raise.
We'll get that to when we get to the dues because I did a few real rough calculations to kind of point out how much money we'll have to spend on having roads done. It's going to get expensive real fast. But anyway, other than that, I don't think we have a whole lot. I mean, I know we have a pothole down here that kind of needs filled, but
several of them
it's not ours, so we'll fill it when we
have
an opportunity.
Well, we do have some that are ours.
Yeah.
Somebody killed that cone.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to come down. I've been so darn busy, but I was going to come down and get a cone that you had sitting out here. Because that cone didn't, the one they had in there, does not have any reflection on it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have anything now.
Yeah.
If I get a chance, I was going to take a bucket full of material up there and just fill that thing in and get it done. But because I won't do a fancy job, I'll just fill it. That's 5 minutes worth of work.
You don't have time, but we need to get somebody that can. As soon as this weather changes, and next week it should change, even though it's cold, we need to get people up there that has the bucket.
Yep.
Because we need to, we need to get those holes.
Good morning.
And also the street signs.
We need to get going on that, too. That's why I say we need to get some volunteers. There's copies of the agenda and everything down there. Good morning.
You need to show me what you want me to do now. Whatever they've changed, whatever it is that I got to call 811 about.
Well, like I said, I think we need to see what we can do about getting a group of volunteers, and then we can get started on the road work.
Because we're about ready to get those signs up. That's something we can do, but the roads need it so bad.
Yep.
You know, Marcus and Bill's tractor just is not working.
Right.
So we're going to have to use the water companies if they'll let us.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said they're having trouble getting the park, whatever it is.
No, I'm not going to go into it. I don't think Marcus wants it fixed, but that's my opinion.
Well, they're going to tear it up because they continue to use it.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, if we don't get volunteers, then there's no sense getting equipment to do the stuff because there's nobody that's going to operate it.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to get the volunteers. And if we get volunteers, then we can get additional things. I mean, next thing would be a tractor. But, you know, we got to start by getting people that are going to do this stuff because I don't have the time anymore, and I know everybody else is getting tired.
If we can borrow that one, then we can get some more whatever that stuff is out there, asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can get the majority of the holes filled.
Yeah.
I saw something on my phone, and it was called plastic repair, but they're for shallow little, like the cracks and stuff. You just drop this plastic in and melt it, and then you keep doing it in layers.
Yeah.
And
well, there's all kinds of things. But again, it takes labor and it takes money.
Well,
and the money, you know, typically for small stuff we can do, but the labor is the tough part.
Yeah, well, we still have the oil out there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. But I think, you know, because of our lack of resources, I think as far as patching holes, we identify the ones that are the worst. And rather than doing a bunch of prep work and stuff, we just go out there and put the cold patch in it, run over it, and leave it. And you know, we'll have to redo it in a year or two, but maybe by then we'll have volunteers or we'll have hired a company.
There's another big hole up there on Sunview. I'll drive up that way and look at it again.
But I'm glad this one wasn't in the association because somebody damaged their car on it. That's why the cone showed up. Because I could see the tire track from the hole off to the side of the road.
Maybe I better leave the cone off of it because they might come back and think it's HOA.
No, it's not. It's outside the boundaries. Not our problem. Not our liability.
I just thought
it's 3242's liability. So
I just thought if they had a cone with a reflector, maybe they'd miss it.
Yeah, but you know, I figured that's why. If I get a chance, I'll throw some material in it. But I think that's our solution for most of the potholes. Let's just throw material in them, run it over, and leave it. And if we have to redo it next year, well, we have to do it next year. Otherwise, we spend so much time doing the prep work and everything, we don't have enough volunteers to do it all.
Well, I'll talk to Marcus and Bill and see if I can get them out next week, and then they'll call Liam and John.
Yeah, well, we got rain, snow Monday.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And then the following Sunday, they're hinting at it already.
Yeah.
So we're not done with winter yet. May.
As soon as we have some nice warm weather.
Middle of May is when it'll start getting better.
Yeah.
We're going to have unsettled weather till then. Anything else on roads?
We'll get the road signs up. That should be something we can do.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get some volunteers. Next thing is discussion and possible action opening a bank account with Wells Fargo. Again, Richard has COVID, so he hasn't gotten to that yet. I had it on here I was hoping it would be here by now, but
it's not. I didn't check the mailbox this morning, and I didn't get there yesterday, so.
That gets us to number 9, discussion and possible action to revise and adopt election rules, begin election process. The fun stuff.
Ooh.
Okay, we do have a draft of the election rules from the attorney that we hired. They're pretty comprehensive.
Yeah.
They're definitely different than the ones we had before, but I think they cover everything. And the good thing is they were done by an attorney that's willing to defend them. So if we have a problem.
Well, that's good.
The one thing that we have to do today besides adopting the rules is decide whether we're adopting them all or we're just adopting the ones that we don't have to send out to the members and have the 28-day wait and all that. If we want to, under the new law, It's very difficult to exclude a member from running for office. Even if they don't pay their dues, they're eligible. The exclusions that are allowed by law require member approval. Or I guess we have to give the members an opportunity to refute them and say, no, we don't want those. It's not there. We have to give them a 28-day wait, and if nobody does anything to take them out, then we can adopt them.
We've never had anybody able to run when we didn't have the dues paid.
I know, but the new law... So that's the thing that we have to decide. Do we want to do the 28? Do we want to just adopt them without that so that we can get them adopted today and they're in effect and we can go forward with the election? Or do we want to send out the required notice?
Well, this says here must be current in the payment of regular and special assessments.
But I believe that's part of the section that has to be approved by the, or we have to give the 28-day to the members. Otherwise, we have to take that section out. If you further back, I've got this letter from Roseman Law that says via general delivery to the members, and that's the notice of the proposed rule change. And that's for the member. That's for the comment period. It doesn't specify which sections this applies to. I thought it did, but it doesn't. But the section that has to go out for the 28-day wait is the part that relates to disqualifying candidates. The attorneys recommend that we do adopt that portion as well, so we should send it out. I think we still have time to do it.
Yeah, we don't vote until September.
Right.
So we should have time.
Yeah, 120 days before the election is our deadline for sending out the 28-day comment period to make it fit. So that's 4 months before, so we've got time. Not much, but
no,
we have time.
No, not much, so we need to do it.
So that's the decision we have to make. Do we want to send out the 28-day? Again, we could do a newsletter to go out at the same time. That way we can cover both if we want to let people know we need volunteers. And by the way, here's the new rules for the voting. Yeah, for election.
Yeah, I think that's election. A good idea. I think we can do it
in one mailing.
Yeah.
And I think we can do it rather than paying our management company for it. And get it going while we're waiting on them to recover and get back to work.
Right.
So
we need to copy all these pages, right?
No. Well, actually, yes, it is. We do have to send out the whole set of rules, so that's 10 pages plus the two-page letter, so it'll be a 12-page mailing. Yeah. 6 sheets of paper, so that'll be extra postage.
Well, I have lots of postage. You might as well use it up.
But yeah, it'd be 6 pieces of paper plus the newsletter. So that'll be an ounce and a half or so.
I don't remember what all those stamps are worth. So I've taken to the post office and asked them, how much is this one?
They change, you know, it's...
Well, the forever stamps cover the first ounce.
Yeah, that one I understand, but we had some overage.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one that is. We had post office.
Well, the second ounce used to be 20 cents. It's now 15. So the ones that we used to have for that should cover it.
Yeah.
Because the second ounce went down.
We had postcard ones too, and I'm not sure which ones those are.
Yeah.
But I'll find
anyway, that's... No, I think we probably should go ahead and send it out. That way we do as much as we can. So anybody want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we adopt the...
Adopt the rules and send them out for the 28-day. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have to adopt them again after the 28 days. So our next meeting we'll have to do them again.
Okay.
So they have a month to read them over and get back to us if they have a problem with them.
Who wants to second it?
I'll second it.
Any opposed?
No.
Okay, so we'll send those out and get that going. That way at least we can keep members out that or keep anybody off the board that hasn't paid their dues, I think. I hope.
I think we only have to have 180 of these made, and that'll give us extra.
Yeah.
I think there's 175.
Yeah, because we ended up so kind of
so many
last time.
Yeah. And I have a lot of those, but those probably don't matter anymore.
Well, I just got new cartridges for my printer, so it should.
Or are you going to print them out?
I can print them, yeah. It's not that many.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah, but it. That's why I have.
Times 10.
That's why I have that one printer. It does.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to take them to Whip, but if you're
on sale at Walmart.
Oh.
Okay.
I have a couple too that's like on last.
Let me know when you get them, and I'll get the envelopes ready.
That gets us to discussion and possible action approving quote for insurance policy to include coverage for motor grader. That has turned into a problem, so we're trying to deal with that. I thought we got a notice of non-renewal or cancellation on our existing policy. I've got Ryan checking into it because Rita couldn't find it. The only thing we found was the one for the non-renewal on our umbrella, which we knew we had because they got a new, we ended up with a different umbrella policy. That's all it was they were changing the policy, so they had to non-renew the one, so we got the other one.
It wasn't in my file.
But I thought our liability policy, we'd gotten a cancellation notice, but we can't find it, so I've got Ryan checking on it to make sure that they aren't canceling us. He talked to another company about coverage for the grader, and they didn't want to do it either. And he talked to State Farm, and they said that they can do it, no problem. But my question for him is, what it looked like State Farm was quoting on was coverage for the grader itself, for fire, theft, that kind of thing. I'm not as concerned about that. What about our liability when we're out here using the grader?
Yeah.
That's our risk. So I'm waiting to hear back from him on that to see which way we have to go on it. So we're working on it.
Yeah, if that doesn't go through, I think we should sell it.
Well, and we may end up doing that anyway if we can't get volunteers.
Yeah.
I mean, that may be our next thing is we'll sell it and hire a company and just hands off. We just won't do anything anymore except write checks.
Because we don't have any drivers and
yeah.
We have to have the insurance. So
yeah. I mean, I'm sure we'll figure out the insurance. It just takes a little while. We'll get it figured out. But if we don't have people that are willing to do the work, then it's not going to do us any good. The only other alternative is to hire somebody. But then that brings in the cost of workers' comp and mm-hmm. all the compliance issues with having an employee. So that's a...
So to hire somebody else and double them.
But again, in California, trying to hire a contractor to do roads is getting to be difficult, too. It's getting very expensive because of all the rules California has on.
Well, they keep changing them and making it impossible for anybody to do anything for themselves.
I thought we had somebody else besides yourself that could run it.
We've had a couple of people say they are willing, but nobody ever shows up or anything, so we don't know. But again, we can't do anything yet until we get insurance.
Yeah.
We may have some volunteers, but that's why we need to get something out and get us a list of people that are at least saying that they're willing to do roads.
People, but they can't drive it until we get insurance.
Right.
Yeah.
Now the grader, I think, is actually the lesser problem. I think we'll have people that want to do that because they think it's just a matter of sitting up in the cab and.
Oh,
grading is.
There's a lot of work.
Yeah, they have to get around it.
Yeah, there's a lot of work involved even sitting in that cab. So, but anyway, so we don't have anything to do on that. I'm trying to follow up with Ryan and see where we're at with insurance. So as soon as we get some answers, then we can take care of it. That gets us to the last thing, which is discussion, possible action, increasing the annual assessment. So from 172.80 at 20% will put us at 207.36. If all the lots paid, that would give us a gross revenue of $42,716. That would, it's an awful big if. Last year, we collected about 70% of our money. If the same for this year, that would give us just under $30,000 at the 207.
Yeah, that's going to happen if we don't get a road graded.
But I'm saying that's what the assessments would bring in if we get a 70% collection rate, would be about $30,000.
That's 207.36, you said?
207.36.
Okay.
After we pay insurance and management fees, that leaves about $19,000 for maintenance. That's about what our budget will be next year. So again, if we don't get volunteers and we have to start paying, it's not going to stretch very far. I mean, that one year that they had the guy come out here and do the roads with his tractor, that was $20,000.
$20,000,
and that wasn't, he didn't do a whole lot.
No.
He just kind of scraped the roads, and he put some fill in a few places, and, you know, they had water on it. So, I mean, they did some work, but I'm not saying that they overcharged for what they did. I think they charged appropriate for what they did. The problem is that $20,000 doesn't stretch very far.
Yeah.
And we're going to be looking at the same thing. If we hire a contractor to come in here and do this, that $20,000 does not go very far.
I think that a couple roads get left out, too.
Yeah. Well, they will. Even no matter what, they will, because $20,000 doesn't do it.
I don't think Spur Court, I don't know of anybody that's been on Spur Court.
Yeah, and even if we got 100%, by the time we pay the insurance and the management fees, that's still $32,000. That's it. So if we have to go to hiring somebody to do the roads, the assessments are going to just keep going up for quite some time. But it's obvious that we need to raise them. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
It's obvious. And unfortunately, there is no good solution for getting out of this other than just throwing up our hands and walking away. But sooner or later, somebody's going to sue, and then we're all the property owners are going to get to pay, because the courts will assess money to bring everything back into operation.
Good luck with them getting people to do it.
Well, eventually it's going to happen, because if we pushed it, we could do that to 3242, because they're not maintaining their roads, so we can't access equestrian.
Yeah, that's true.
And that would be our recourse, is to go to court and sue them to maintain the roads. Well, then the court's going to say, well, that corporation's defunct. It's got to be put back into operation, and you're going to have to spend all the money, and everybody, here's your new assessment. And they won't get to vote on that one. It'll just be, here's your assessment. And every property owner's going to cough it up or lose their land. It's not a good situation, any way we look at it. But the only way we can get out of this that I have found, that we don't have liability, is if we found a government entity that we can give the roads to. Good luck.
Yeah, nobody wants it.
Nobody wants it.
Nobody wants it. There is one possibility, and that would be the Water District. They're the only government entity out here. The Water District can't do roads.
Our Water District?
No, not the water company. That would be different.
Oh, okay.
The water district. The only way that they could do it would be with state legislation. The state would have to establish a law giving this water district authority over roads. It's been done before. Irish Beach Water District was given authority to operate a fire department because no other government entity was willing to do it. So they gave it to the water district rather than forming a separate fire department, because it's not practical. Economy of scale, you don't have, you know, every time you have a new little government entity, it costs this much more money. So they actually gave the authority to Irish Beach Fire Department to do it. Or, I mean, Irish Beach Water District to do it. So it can be done. I'm not saying the water district wants to do it. I'm not saying they're willing to do it. And I know I don't have the 2-3 years to spend dealing with the bureaucracy to get it done, because that's probably what it would take. Although I have seen legislation passed quicker, but it would be something that would have to be proposed to our state legislator. I think that's still Shannon Grove, if I remember right.
Time consuming.
And then it can be put before the state legislature and see if they can, if they'll approve it. It's probably something that could be done. There'll be a cost involved, because you're going to have lawyers draw up the law, because the lawmakers don't make law. You give it to them and they decide whether or not to approve it. So you got to do all that legwork. But it's, again, that's the only avenue I have seen other than forming another government out here, like a CSD or something, to take it over. And that's not an easy proposition either, because you have to go through LAFCO. So there's a lot of paperwork and a lot of cost. So I think we're stuck with the HOA for the time, for the foreseeable future.
Well, the water company doesn't have the people to run it either.
No, the advantage that I see to them is that they could, it's economy of scale. You know, first thing though, to do it, it would have to encompass the whole district boundaries, not just the
not just
3312.
Just the one.
And there would have to be a tax assessed on all the property owners to pay for it.
Be the whole canyon.
And so you'd have to get all the property owners to agree to a tax. But that could give you more economy of scale. It could bring on us another person, another employee, the water district would have that would be paid for out of that new tax, and the duties can be shared among everybody. So it just gives you more, you know, more people to do this, to do all this work. So it could benefit both. But again, it's going to take a lot of time to do it, and I know I don't have the time to put into it. So unless we get somebody to step up here in the near future that wants to start doing some of these things.
Sorry, I don't want to speak up here. Like, I'm willing to help, but I also,
right.
I have a lot to learn. You know, I'm
oh, yeah.
I just...
Yep. And that's why we need to let everybody know, because we've got a lot of new people. Maybe we have some people out here that want to get involved. They just don't know. So we'll have to convey this and tell them, there's some options, you know. We need people to get involved to take this on because we're too old and tired. It's time for us to retire.
I need to ride the tractor first, and then I'll be all...
It's time for us to retire.
We've been on this long enough.
So, the question anyway is, do we want to raise the rates or do we want to keep them as is?
I don't think there's any question.
We have to. You mean going up to 207? We have to.
I think it's our fiscal duty. No, I think it's our fiscal duty because we have to bring in enough revenue to pay for the operation, and we know we're not.
We'll hear a lot of squabble, but
sure.
What are you going to do?
Well, especially when it crosses that magic 200.
Yeah, that's like going up either. But I also like to drive on nicer roads.
Yeah.
That thing called safety, you know?
Yeah.
That crazy little thing called safety.
One of the things to put in perspective, the water district boundaries is about 21 square miles, which would be about 13,000 acres, roughly. At $10 an acre, that's $130,000 a year that would be there to do roads throughout the whole canyon.
Whole canyon.
It's not a lot, or I shouldn't say the whole canyon. That's from Pretoria up. That's the boundaries. And that's not a lot of money, but it's enough to grade roads. So you can see... And that would be quite a cost savings for the people in 3312.
Yeah.
Because $10 an acre is a whole lot less than $200 a lot.
Yeah.
But because of economy of scale. Now we've got everybody participating.
Yeah. But then you've got to get news out to all the people, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I say this. It would not be an easy thing, and the chances of it even being possible are fairly slim. But the economy of scale was my point. You know, the more, the bigger it is, the less it costs. So, anyway... Does anybody want to make a motion to increase them?
Are we going to offer any assistance like we did last year?
Such as payments?
No,
we don't have
accept the payment. We accepted $144 last year.
Right.
Well, that was for COVID only, though.
It's still here?
Oh, it's still here, but we can't do that every year.
I'm not saying do it every year.
Right.
We're in the middle of a pandemic. It's not over yet. People are still hurting.
And everybody is hurting, but so is our association, and we can't do anything.
My opinion is if we're going to do anything, we not do a rate increase, because otherwise we're on questionable ground with what we did already last year, because we gave the opportunity to everybody. So it's the way I looked at it. Our dues last year were $144, but people volunteered to pay the $172.80.
No, our dues last year was $172.80, and we accepted $144.
There you go.
Well, except that we can't do that, because we cannot accept less than our dues. So basically, they were the we were accepting $144 from everybody. Some people offered to give us more voluntarily. They donated the additional to us, because everybody's assessments have to be the same.
Okay, well, so this year the assessment is not going to be 144, it's going to be 170, whatever.
280.
Yeah, well, we actually raised it last year, but then we forgave, we basically did, took the lesser amount from everybody except those that voluntarily paid the additional.
But it was stipulated that it was for that year only.
Right. No, I understand that.
Okay, so...
But, and we did that because that way the 172.80 went into effect so that this year would be 207. What I'm saying is if we try to do that again this year, we can do it. It's just that we have to make sure that we're remembering. The assessment then is the lower amount, and people voluntarily give us the rest.
And you won't get it.
Well, I'm just saying that we can phrase it the same way we did, and a lot of people still paid it. But nobody has to pay us any more than the least that we take.
How many besides the board paid the extra?
Quite a few.
Quite a few.
Did they?
Yeah. The majority did, but...
Okay.
The sum to... Well, it was only to a certain... It was only good until the end of...
The year.
A certain
end of November.
Yeah.
And then from the end of November on, we didn't accept 144.
Right, which is actually, again, that is possibly problematic. I don't know.
So
we have to be cautious.
We had it.
So if my suggestion would be if we're going to give any kind of a holiday, then we just make it the 172.80, and that's what everybody pays. If anybody wants to voluntarily give us extra, they can. If we want to raise them and raise them to the 207.36, I think it should be across the board.
Yep.
So we should, just to clear this up, I mean, I think we can get away with it the first year like we did without anybody squawking, but I think if we go any further, it can get problematic. That's just my opinion, but I think it's going to get problematic. And honestly, the majority of people through this pandemic are either now working or they've gotten increased unemployment. You know, most people have figured out their living circumstances to accommodate it. Again, raising the rates isn't going to help, but most people have figured out a way to survive through this pandemic. They've had over a year now to do it, so.
But all they're going to see is we keep raising it and do squat.
Yep, that's...
Which we haven't done in a long time.
Mm-hmm. I know. But what are our options? I don't know. I'm just... Because, again, if we don't get the volunteers to start doing the work, we're not going to do it all. So if we don't get volunteers to do the work, then the work's not going to get done. And if the work's... Then our option's going to be to hire somebody to do it, and that's going to take a lot more than the $207.36 a month.
A year. We lost one volunteer for a while,
yeah.
So
I don't know.
He was our strongest.
Yeah, he was always out there.
So we have to decide how we're going to go forward with it. I don't know.
I'm still confused.
I'm hopeful that we'll still get more volunteers, that they'll start stepping up, but I have my doubts. You know. Because one or two volunteers isn't going to cut it.
No.
You know, we need a regular work crew that's going to be willing to do the stuff. Because unless you have two or three people doing it every day, it's not going to happen. So you're going to need a dozen or so, you know, a weekend a month.
We almost need a new crew because, like you said, us oldies are getting older.
We need people that can actually get out here and do the work.
Yeah.
And they're busy, a lot of them. So it's difficult using volunteers for anything. Always has been.
Yeah.
Because volunteers, you know, it's not their job.
So if you left it at 172.80, everybody would be 172.80.
And that's a viable option.
Yeah.
I mean, we can leave it at that and just say that because of the pandemic, we don't feel that we can raise the rates this year, and we'll address it next year.
So
we can do that. I mean, that's the board's option.
Well, 172.80, we could get away with. But.
And simply, we just want to convey to everybody this does not cover the cost of doing the roads, and that if we can't get volunteers to do it, it's still going to end up getting raised eventually. But, if we don't get volunteers, we're going to have to start contracting, and contracting it is going to be a very limited amount of work that gets done. So the roads won't all get done that way either. So, but we just need to convey that message to people. But
so it should be 207.36, but we will accept.
If we raise it 20%, that would be 207.36.
But we would accept the 172.80.
That's, again, up to the board. I don't think that, I think that's...
I don't think that's legal.
I think it's dangerous. I mean, like I said, we got away with it the first year because, again, it was a pandemic. It was extraordinary circumstances. I think that would be our defense if somebody were to sue us over it. That would be our defense. It was extraordinary circumstances. We did took extraordinary measure. But I don't think that would fly multiple times.
Well, yeah, because there's so many people that have a hardship right now. I think that leaving it at 170-280 would probably be the best route.
And that's an option. It doesn't help us with our finances, but it doesn't hurt us either. It keeps it the same. I mean, we still need to tell everybody that we need a special assessment and let them vote on it because we've got an election coming up anyway, and if they don't want to do it, well, then they don't do it. There's nothing wrong with that either. We can say that our current rates aren't high enough. We need a special assessment and then let the members vote.
And if it's a special assessment, it'll be an assessment on everybody's lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, how many of you think are going to assess a higher, are going to approve a higher?
Last year they almost did, or not last, the year before when we did the election, they almost did.
They did, yeah.
They almost did. And we didn't even try and push it. That was, we just put it on there. And they almost passed a special assessment.
Yeah.
It was real close. So, you know, it's possible the members may surprise us and vote that they want to spend more money so that they can have the roads done.
Yeah, we need to have the roads done.
Yeah, right? They're bad.
Yeah.
It's just been so difficult between insurance and...
Well, and time.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have the time to devote to it that we need to get it done faster, and that's why we need more people to get involved to do it. It takes time.
Yeah.
Would anybody like to make a motion of any kind on this? What do we want to do?
I'll make a motion, and so to everybody else. I'll make a motion and leave it at 170-280.
I'll second.
If they want to pay 270-280, they can.
Well, and we can tell people that, too. Yeah. If they want to give us additional because the rates would have gone up, they're always welcome to donate more. It's not tax deductible because this is not a tax deductible nonprofit.
Right.
Anybody opposed? Okay, we'll leave them at 172.80. At least for the duration of this, or at least this year, because of the pandemic. Because I agree, it is hard for people to make the to handle the increase. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I'm looking at moving out of state, because I know everything here is going to keep increasing, and I'm not going to be able to afford it because I have to retire to take care of everybody else. So I'm not going to be able to afford all these bills. You know, that's the choice I'm going to have to make. I know, because everything keeps going up here. I don't care what it is.
This used to be the place you could live.
So I've got to go somewhere where it's cheaper now, because even there it's going to keep going up. So I. Okay. Well, we'll leave them at 172.80, and we will definitely. I think when we do this, we need to convey to people if they would like to give more. We're always happy to take donations. Whether it be $2 or whether it be $200, we're happy to take it, and we will spend it as wisely as we possibly can. And I think that we've demonstrated to everybody that we are frugal with their money. We're not out here throwing it away. So.
No, we haven't done it.
Well, we could also do this when we're asking for the volunteers. We also say, well, we might have to have an assessment in order to be able to get somebody to do the work if we can't get it done.
Mm-hmm. We can. Well, again, we do need to convey that we're going to have to, if we don't get a regular group of volunteers to do this, we will have to hire it done, and it will cost more, and there will be a special.
It'll have to be a special.
There will end up being a special assessment if they want all the roads done.
That's right.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we've got the quotes that we got before that are several years old from Bowman to do the roads. So we've got an idea of what it costs. I can dust those off and remind them. Here's what it would cost to have all the roads done if we hire a contractor.
That was then. You need to find out what it would be now.
Well,
it's gone up a lot.
Mm-hmm. But at least that gives us, well, even at that, that would have been a huge special assessment to pay for that in one year.
Yes, oh yeah.
Because it was a lot, I don't remember what the total was, but it was
a lot.
Over 100,000.
Yeah. We don't have 100,000.
Well, that's, you know, that would be 4 years worth of what our income is.
Yeah. We've been trying to build it up again, but...
Yep. So that would mean we do roads once every 4 years.
Yeah.
Or 5 years,
yeah. It's a pickle right now.
It is. It is for everything.
Nobody wants to do anything, and they all want it done.
Okay. Well, that gets us to requests for future agenda items. Anybody have anything they want on the next agenda? If not, we can take a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Any opposed? Okay.
Good meeting.